Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. You're a way maker, and we appreciate you. Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. Can we say that together? Cry, Waymaker, say.
Waymaker,
miracle.
Promise keeper.
Let's declare it together.
Waymaker.
Yeah.
Miracle worker.
Oh my.
Promise keeper. Light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
You are here. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you.
Everybody cry,
Waymaker.
Yeah. Miracle worker, promise
keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is
who you are.
Let's declare it together. Waymaker,
Lord. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Turning lives around.
I worship you.
Say, I worship you.
You are here.
Mending.
Every heart.
Yeah. We cry out, oh, Waymaker, Jireh, Jireh, Jireh. We lift our hands and worship away. Cry out. Thank you, Father. You are a way maker. We lift our voices in worship. We
my, praise God. And worship God, because that's what she was doing, lifting her voice and giving thanks to God. How do you feel this morning? Where are you in your Christian walk and praise? Is anything hindering you to lift up your voice and say thank you? Because He is a made waker and a promise keeper. You know, I can't speak for a lot of shows, what you want to call it, but ministry, we don't practice the song. You know, I put this show together early, you know, and you can end a song in, Reverend, you know, to have an intro with the song to come on, and didn't know this song was going to line up with the Word of God that He's going to have today, you know. And I just thank God for the Holy Spirit. Man, He is here. And we say it, Reverend, but I'm telling you, man, nobody else don't know. You need to know the Lord. You need to know when it's worshiping time. You need to know that you have to put aside some things and say, Lord, I'm going to praise you today. But I'm going to tell you something, Reverend, not just because He can do something for you, Reverend. That's who He is. Oh, Heavenly Holy Spirit. These are the attributes, man, that it's imperative that we worship the Lord. Oh, Heavenly Holy Spirit. It is worship time. Not hypocrisy, but worship. Not hypocritical, but worship. Not because of just hollering and all that, but somebody that had a deliverance. Somebody that found the Lord. It is worship time. Have God touched you before, Reverend? Touched you, sisters and brothers, that you just couldn't stop? Have you ever felt a breeze come by? I ain't talking about this north wind and a south wind. Have you ever felt someone like bump you? You know, talking about, oh man, you're around unseen things, and they do. They might not be like us, because some of us are so prideful that we just stand there. But boy, when God is in the midst, can I say something, Reverend? Knees will bow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Face will go to the earth. Hands will be open. And tongues will say, Lord, I need thee. Every hour. Somebody might will say, Lord, I just want to feel your presence. And you let us feel them. A glimpse of His glory. He did it to Moses. Moses asked. He said, well, I might as well tell you. It don't word it like that, but he said, man cannot see me and live. Help me, Holy Spirit. But I'm going to give you a little something. I'm going to give you a little glimpse. Turn your back around and let you see the back of me just a little bit. And he did. And somebody wonder why he changed. Come on, man. Somebody want to know why he does. He don't want to be around that river. He was a killer. You know, somebody, I don't help me, Holy Spirit. He didn't displeased the Lord, but God didn't give up on him. He still made him a messenger. He called himself, saying he had a speech impediment. And God still used him in the kingdom. He used him more. Even in his imperfection, God lifted him up for the people so the people can follow him. Because the Bible said, now not what I said, the Bible said he will give you pastors after his own heart. According to knowledge and wisdom, they will add to thee. Have you been there?
Yes.
So help you out with it. Have you been somewhere, someone been teaching you and preaching to you, and you just said, I feel brand new all over. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I feel the Holy Spirit all over me because I was in the presence of God's word. Nah. I wasn't going there, but let me pray right quick. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come so humble to you, Lord. Lord, we just come thanking you, Lord, for your worship, and that we worship you and we honor you, and we, Lord, we just magnify your name, Lord. We really believe, Lord, when praises go up, blessings come down, Lord. Lord, we really believe that, Father God, you give strength, Lord. And I'm talking about some strength that comes from somewhere, but one person can give it, and it's you, Lord. So, Lord, we come humble to you, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, fix our mind, our heart, spiritually, that we can receive your word today, Lord. Touch us, Lord, that we not just hear your words, but do us of thy word, Lord. Lord, it might be somebody in need of healing over here, Lord. Lord, we ask you to heal, Lord. Whether it be the cares of the world, Lord, we ask you to remove that sickness, because mentally people go through things, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you to move the mind, Lord, so they can see you, Lord, all the ways, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you to move in the name of Jesus, Lord. As you wave your hand across this whole world, Lord, don't forget about God's plan and the people that come out, Lord, that want to hear your word, Lord. Even one that want to be attached to you, Lord, that where they can say, what must I do to be saved, Lord? Or how can I get close to you, Lord? Let it be through the priest teach word today, Lord. Let it touch someone's heart and give strength to the speaker. Get the one want to comment, Lord, want me prayer and want to wave your hand, Lord, just put it in their heart and say, this is my time. I want to hear it. I'll come today for a deliverance. I'll come to get closer. Let it be through the strength of your word, Lord, to let people know. Be encouraged. God is not marked. Well, you the same God yesterday and today and forevermore, Lord. So we ask you to have your way, Lord.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, Lord. We love you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. This we pray in Jesus' name. Reverend, I was, you know, we're still in the loop. But when I made that statement, but he said he would give them pastors, right? It's in the book. It's in the book, Rep. It ain't just, you know, some people don't know, you don't need this, you don't need that. Man, it's in the book. You hear me? Jeremiah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Jeremiah, right? And you know, man, we don't go here further. We're going to eat back in Luke over there. But Jeremiah over here. Jeremiah chapter 3. And beginning at verse 12.
Amen.
Jeremiah is an Old Testament. One you got everybody wants to know. It's an Old Testament now. One of the major prophets. If you go to somebody in a little school, they'll tell you, if you break them down, the books, they'll hear one of the major prophets. So as he was speaking, this is what he said. This is how God worked with him. Look how God worked with him. Go and proclaim these words towards the north and say, return, thou backsliders of Israel, said the Lord. And I will not cause my anger to fall upon you. Help me, O Spirit. For I am merciful, said the Lord. I will not keep anger forever. He said, only acknowledge thy iniquity, O help me, Holy Spirit, that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God, and has scattered thy way to the stranger under the green tree. Hello, can y'all hear me? I just got a text that y'all can't hear me. Can you hear me? If anybody can hear me, just hit the one button. Hello, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello? Yeah, can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got a text. You. I got a text. You couldn't hear me. Thank you, sister, brother. I see everybody hit the one button, but I don't know what's wrong with him. He said he can't hear me. You hear me real good, brother? Oh, man.
Yes, sir.
Everybody?
Yeah, I hear you real good.
Okay. He said he can hear
loud
me.
And clear. Loud and clear.
Okay.
Loud and clear.
Okay. Okay. Let me get back in it.
Whoever that is that said they can't hear, hang up and call back. Sometimes it's your phone. Just hang up and call back.
Yeah. That's real back now. Can you hear me now, real?
Yes. I hung up and called back.
Okay. Yeah. You did what Brother Willis said. Brother Willis said, get on back in there, man.
All right.
Here we go, y'all. Let's run a little bit. I'm going to put everybody back on mute. Unless you want to be off, just let me know. Okay, here we go. In the name of Jesus. Okay, he said, only acknowledge thy iniquity. This is verse 3 and 13, Jeremiah, right? He said, only acknowledge thy iniquity. Help me, Holy Spirit, that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God, and has scattered thy ways to strangers under to every green tree. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I wasn't trying to go here, but I'm here now. You hear what you just read, Rim? He said, right here, the reason why he said we got to know that who we're listening to or who we're around, they got to understand there are some novices out there. There are some people trying to strike people, God, they way. But what they're trying to strike God way is of the world. But what happened with this green tree, they're out there. They're not obeying God. They're doing their own thing, Reverend. They're doing their own thing. He said, you have not obeyed my voice, said the Lord. He said, turn. I'm in the book, y'all. O backslider children, said the Lord. For I am married unto you. Help me, Holy Spirit. And I will take you one of the city and two of the family, and I will bring you to Zion. Now watch this here. And I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. It's in the book. Don't let nobody fool you. That's why a lot of people want to say, don't look at me, don't do this. The book makes it plain. If they've been truly called by God, this will not come out of their mouth. Because they want you to hear the word of God. They want you to know that they are an example of God. Now, we know one number one perfect person, that is Jesus. But the Bible says, he said, look at what he said. He said, when you make your calling, brethren, when you make your listening, brethren, sure, and you seek me diligently, you shall not fall. When we are in the will of God, when we're teaching and preaching God's word, man, it should be a way that people know it's God in the midst, my brothers and sisters. Not in an emotional way, but in a conviction way that we know we've been in the presence of the Lord. So once you've been in the presence of the Lord, man, that's why, and I'm going to say this, Reverend, it's been a while. You might not hear this in a while, but that's why we need to keep our pastors prayed up. That's why we need to keep whoever's trying to stand and proclaim God's word prayed up, because there are many people out there trying to trap them. There are many things out there trying to trap them. You think you're getting them problems? Think about somebody really trying to get in the word, trying to rightly divide the word and bring a lesson to you and try to give it to you. Because I just read, I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Help me, Holy Spirit. Did you hear what I just read? He's making a way. He's not going to let nobody over you. If it's too little, call by God. He's not going to let nobody over you to send you to, oh, watch me host him, and I say this here, to hell. He's not going to be teaching the hell way. He's going to be teaching you love and peace. The Bible said he is the author of peace. He wants us to know that when man is out there, and there's going to be some problems out there sometimes. Trust me, I know this here. But, boy, when you have someone proclaiming that word to speak to your spirit, don't matter if you get mad. Oh, here, watch what I'm saying about this here, because that's a spirit. So he speaks to that spirit to tell you, I love you. The reason why I say this, 9 to 10, Mike, 10 out of 10, that he have went through what he is preaching. Help me, Holy Spirit. God has gave him some kind of revelation to give the word and say, as I teach to you, I'm teaching to myself. As I preach to you, I'm preaching to myself. That's why he said, I give you pastor according to my heart. God's heart is more vast and broad in our minds. But Reverend Henry, because as we speak, you'll find yourself going somewhere you know you ain't putting it in writing. Help me, Holy Spirit. You'll find yourself doing some things and saying, why I'm way over here? Because I want to be in Luke right now. And look where he got me at. Because we need to pray for our pastors. They have got a task right now. Help me, Holy Spirit. I've been a while since I've talked like that. But they have a task right now. Some are speaking to the less crowd they ever speak to before. Some going back to the basics where they didn't have but the deacons and them there. Some going back there, they just may have a few people praising them. Some going back and just them and the camera looking at them. And they got to speak to the people. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, to hear the people. Yeah. The people, watch this here. Now, I'm not saying this, but this is what I know. The people is not giving like they used to because they're not in the church. Help me, Holy Spirit. The people ain't giving it not just monetary, but what? Their time. Help me out this with this, Reverend. They're not really seeking him like they could. They knew they could do better. But when they're at the wheel of the fellowship and call them to slip and get tied up in something, that's why he gave you a pastor to speak to that spirit, say, don't let go. What was that song? We were singing that song, Hold On. I think the men and brothers sing it. Hold on. You know, I got to get it in my mind. I'm going to get the words in a minute. Hold on. You know that song they're talking about? Hold on. You know, sometimes, you know, when you hold it on, you're holding on to something going to hold you through all your trials. Yes, it's going to get heavy. The woman just said, Maywaker, Waymaker, Promise Keeper.
Yeah.
And she got so, if you heard, when we were hearing the song, right? We was hearing the song. One part of the song that she just went up in praise. It was so much that her voice almost went away because she had got to a climax that she really was lifting her voice. The Bible says when they was around I'm almost home, y'all. I'm supposed to be way over in the loop. But when they was around, the angels were around the throne in the 24 elders was round the throne. They seen Jesus, my brothers, and the angels were worshiping and thanking God. Look what the elders did, Reverend. You know what they did? What the elders did, Reverend? They took their crown off and walked to the king and dashed it at his feet because they wasn't worthy to even have a crown on because he did so much. Oh, Lord, he did so much to be worthy to be praised. So I'm telling you, he's going to give you pastors like that to speak to your heart to let you know that he's real. Have you ever had a reality of Christ? Have you ever just came in and he done something? He might give you a task impossible. Help me, Holy Spirit, for man. Can I say it like that? He might give you some impossible for man. I feel like he gave me something impossible to do what we're doing right now 5 days a week. Because you don't find the average training doing what we're doing right now. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, it takes the Lord to do this every day like we do.
Amen.
It takes the Lord. It is the love of God for us to do this like we do every day. There ain't no shape and form. Ain't nobody getting paid. We got to pay for this thing monthly. You know, ain't nobody reaching out and talking about Pastor Buckley around. God is putting this thing. And I'm telling you, I'm not saying this and bragging. I'm telling you, God is able. Hey, He going to supply the needs. I know I'm right about it. And then he didn't do that. He gives strength for us to get out here and teach and preach his word because we love the people. We love the people. We're not doing it for no panel. We're doing it because heaven is getting close, man. It's getting so close. People, look how people are doing. Wrong is right now, brothers. Wrong is right now. And right is wrong. Oh, I know I'm right about it. Wrong is right now. You get to pushing in somebody's sin. You get to getting on top of somebody's sin. They're going to say, man, who is you, man? You ain't no God. But you, when I say pushing them, you telling them, man, God love you, brother. Why is you doing this? Why is you taking your mind and your soul over here? Don't you know God love you? God wants you to change, my brother. You know what I'm saying? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I went somewhere. Let me try to make this plain. I will give you, Pastor, according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And look what he said. It should come to pass when you be multiplied and increase in the land. In those days, said the Lord, thou shalt say no more the ark of the covenant of the Lord. Neither shall it come to mind, neither shall it remember. It said, neither shall they visit it, neither shall they, what's that, they be done anymore. At that time, shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. And all nations shall be gathered unto it, and to the name of the Lord, to Jerusalem, neither shall they walk anymore after the imagination of evil, of their evil heart. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm just in the book. I'm in the book. What we seeing right now? What we seeing right now? People walking out for the things of the world, man. It ain't got so much attention right now. If people, look what God had to do. Have you ever been, I know somebody way older than I am, but I have never seen they shut the church down before. I just never seen it. Maybe one church by the leader, but not all of them. Now, brother, it had been so much. I talked to one brother one day, Saturday, you know. It was Saturday. I talked to one brother Saturday. They still haven't went back to church. They haven't even attempted to go back to the church. You know what I'm saying? They got a nice large church, you know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about Sweet Homes over there, really. And they haven't went back. You know what I'm talking about? And now you find one brother wants to get his church back going. Get it back. He wanted to open it up. And the members told him they weren't ready to come back. Wow. You know what I'm talking about? So now he got to teach. I ain't talking about Sweet Home. I'm talking about another church. But now he got to teach and pastor to these people to let them know to come out. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Come out. Not just because of this ain't nobody out of Texas, but not just because of the state you're in, but just because it's time for us to we didn't scatter. You know what I'm talking about? Now it's time for us to hear God's. Pastor, if God spoke to that pastor and he told that pastor to open his church back up, trust me, God got you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're not saying, you know, I really believe you still need the mask right now. I really encourage you to keep that home. I really believe you need to be in the social distance. I really believe that. You know what I'm talking about? And I really believe God is going to make a way that this stuff going to move. But he's trying to get our attention, brothers and sisters. And when he can shut the whole world down, he when I'm gonna tell you when I found out that I really know that boy when you shut money out, you know he's trying to get some tension. He shut down the NCAA March Madness last year. Do you know how much money is in that? He almost shut down the NBA. You know what I'm talking about? And they made a way to do it, but I'm just saying. He is trying to get our attention, and the pastor has to stand and preach and teach you to keep you encouraged through all these trials. But then when I said this latter part, neither shall Look what it said. Neither should they walk anymore after the imagination of the evil heart. In those days, the house of Judea shall walk with the house of Israel. Help me, O Spirit. And they shall come together out of the land of the north to the land that I have given. Look at the Holy Spirit. For the inheritance unto the Father. But I said, how should I put them among the children and yield them pleasure land? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And the goodly inheritance of the host of nations. And I said, thou shalt call me my Father. And what do you say? And shall not turn away from me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I just read you Jeremiah chapter 3, verses 12 through 19. I mean, he just gave me, because that song, man, the song was, she was saying, way maker, and it just touched my heart. And she went to praising God, went to worshiping God, but somebody had to deposit it in her heart to have that kind of worship. Somebody had to teach it to her to have that kind of worship. Somebody had to show her, and then she got a encounter with him, and she was singing that song. I always reference this, Reverend. A man was preaching one day, Reverend. He had a little plot up, Reverend. He was pastoring, as we would say, and he was telling the man he had a diaper on. He had a box of cereal on. He would tell them how the man would leave his mother's house. He was so old, and he still had diapers on. She was hindering him, you know, enabling him to grow, you know, talking about as a man. And then everybody was laughing in the church. They were doing what they were doing. And then all of a sudden, the Spirit hits him. I said that. All of a sudden, the Spirit hit him. And Reverend Henry, he said, you know, he's still the king. I feel it all over, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend. He said, you know, he's still the king, right? He kept saying
still
it. And what happened to him, Reverend? The Holy Spirit hit that brother, and that brother started crying. And when he started crying, all that violent stuff, all that stuff we got to do to try to make the people come and worship God and praise God, he said two or three words, he's still the king. And as he kept saying that, God came into the what he said, and he touched that pastor. And that pastor started crying and started worshiping God. Oh, I know right about it. The plot is for the people, but God wants your heart. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And start speaking to the heart. I dare you to say, Lord, you still the king. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You still the king,
Yes,
Lord.
Sir.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You still the king, Lord.
Yeah.
That's what she was saying. She said it another way. She said, you're a maywaker. She kept saying, you're a maywaker. And she just started hollering. Maybe she might have been thinking like this, Maybe she might have been thinking like this here. And then, just for the sake of reading, y'all stay with me. Just for the sake of reading, he said, the earth is the Lord. And the fullness thereof. And the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it up on the sea and established it on the flood. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that have clean hands and pure heart, who has lifted up his soul unto majesty, nor on this people. So we said, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and his righteousness. For God, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, of his salvation, this is the generation that seek him. Oh, help me read that again. This is a generation that seek him and seek thy face, O Jacob. Help me, Holy Spirit. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be be lifted up, everlasting door, and the King of glory, help me, Holy Spirit, shall come in. Can I do it again? And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Look at this. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your head. I'm going somewhere, y'all. Oh, you gates. even lifted him up everlasting doors. He said, what's this here? The King of Glory should come in. He said, who is this King of Glory? The Lord, the host. He is the King of Glory. Oh, my God. I'm reading this, and I'm really with understanding. I believe this, the young lady was singing that song, The King Came In. The pastor was preaching. He had all this filing and banning and stuff, but when he moved all that plot out of the way and just gave God the rest of it, you know what happened, Reverend? I have to say this, Reverend. Things move. Heart move. When you start talking about who is this king, he is the Lord. Battle. He didn't warn. Don't you know victory is already yours? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you know victory? Man, I got. Don't you know that I need some help? Do you know victory is yours? Have you been around? I don't want y'all to hang up on me. Please don't hang up on me. Don't hang up on me. Don't you know victory is yours? Have you ever looked outside your mind and said, "Who do it belong to? Who do it belong to?" Don't you know God gave it to
Jesus?
He gave it to us. Victory belongs. Jesus, we should be worshiping him, and he inhabits our praise. What do he have to do to you to lift your voice to him? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm gonna go there. I'm just gonna go there for a minute. But I went from Jeremiah 3:12-19. I read Psalm 24:1-10, and I'm gonna finish this thing with Luke 13. We're going to be out of here, brothers and sisters. 13:10-17. That's all we're going to do. We're going to get out of here if it be as will. Look what he says in Luke 13:10. I'm trying to get you somewhere. I'm trying to knit this thing together, right? Look how it did. Because I'm trying to tell you there's a proper way that when you worship God. Watch this here. And he was teaching.
Yes.
Here we go again. And he was teaching. Let me do it again. Here we go again. He was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. That is the day that they set aside to go to worship. Jesus said, that God has said, man don't work on the Sabbath. And they put that in a law that you can work all the other days, the 6 days, but that 7th day, you're supposed to rest. But he was laboring. Look what he did. Look what he did here, Reverend. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmities. You remember that word, Reverend? Infirmities.
Yes, sir.
18 years. Do you have compassion for him, Reverend? 18 years. Look what it said.
Yeah.
He was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. So this woman had a problem. I'm going to get there, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to hear me. She had a problem. She couldn't walk straight.
Yes.
She bent over. And she went to the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. And as she was going to the Lord, she couldn't lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loose. Oh, my God. From the infirmities. Not, this ain't no TDJs right here. Now. It says in the book, woman, thou art loose for the infirmities. And he laid his hand on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Now, man can use some stuff to try to make God's word apply to their sermon, right? But when we read this here, he was healing this woman. She had an infirmity. She was broke down. She was feeble, and she was in what we call someone was in a fixed position. That she was being like that because of what? Because of birth. Because maybe some of them had a birth problem. But God gave her some glory. He touched her, and immediately she was made straight, and God was glorified. Yeah. Don't you know they have never seen none on this altar before? They had never seen no one been touched like this before. And Jesus touched this young lady, and she became straight. And the people Look what they hear. And the rulers of the synagogue answered with the indignation. They was hot because the Jews, look at it, because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. Hey, and said unto the people, there is 6 days in which men ought to work, and therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath. Are you hearing this?
Yeah.
Are you actually hearing this? Are y'all hearing what I'm reading?
Yeah.
Tell me, can you go to Hebrews 5 right quick? I said I was going to be there last week. Can you go to Hebrews 5 right quick, Reverend?
Yes, sir.
Hold your margin right there. Can you go to Hebrews 5 and what it says right here? I'm going to read something. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Let me look what the scripture says, 5:1. For every high priest taken among men is who? Ordained.
Ordained.
For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for man in the things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifice for sin. Now watch this here. Who can have compassion over the ignorant and over them that are out of the way? For they, look what it said, he himself also is compassed with the infirmities. And by this reason, hereof, he ought as of the people, so also for himself to offer for sin. You know, look at here. No man take his honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. You know, Reverend, you know why I went there, Reverend. I won't deviate too far. But you know why I went there, Reverend. I know you know. And I want to say this here, that God is moving with anointing. In the teaching and preaching, and the anointing is teaching is preaching that you got to have compassion for God's people. You got to have love when you're dealing with God's people. You got to put religion down. This religious thing that we always do it like this, God can move. Look how every time we come, he always taking us somewhere, Reverend. He always trying to knit something together. You know, somebody, you can get something together. I'm telling you, I don't rehearse nothing I'm doing right now. But the Holy Spirit is knitting it together. You understand me? Hebrew, we just read that in. You know what I'm saying? And we read that, and Rev understand. I understand March 28. You know what I'm talking about? He know what I'm talking about. So what I'm saying is God's knitting together, Reverend. You feel me? Man, you gonna come back off back line. You gonna come visit this, Reverend. Remember this, but we gonna visit this again. Because I know we gotta get finished. But let me tell you something. When God is doing something, when he's moving, he's knitting it together, right? The people saw Jesus here and they got mad. Remember I told you, they said you can have every day to do all this, but don't do it on Saturday. How crazy that sound? Did you come to me? And you asked me to help you. And I don't make some kind of provision for your help. You know what I'm talking about? But one thing, it sounds like about the Good Samaritan, don't it? Huh? When the man down to Jericho and got robbed and beat up and left for dead, the preacher came by looking down on him. And then went on by another one across the street on them, but the Samaritans stopped and picked him up, wrapped him up, and put him on back of his ass coat, took him to an inn, and took it to the man. Said he got to go for a minute. And gave him some money. He said, "If you spend this here, when I come back, I'll pay you back." And then Jesus asked him, "Which one was made?" He asked him which one, and he told him. He said, "The one who gave the what." The mercy, the one who helped. He said he told him to go do likewise. This is what we're supposed to do. It doesn't matter about these rituals. People say, well, we don't do it like this over here. We do it like this here. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't ever want to be in a place that we can't minister to people. It might not be on your order, but look what he did. He blessed the young lady. Then Jesus, I'm almost through y'all. The Lord then answered him and said, "Thou hypocrite, do not eat loose to each one of you on the Sabbath, loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to water. And all not this woman, or him being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound, low, he said, these 18 years be loosed from the bond of the Sabbath day. And when he had said these things, all the adversary was ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious thing that was done by him. That is true worship, my brothers. That is true worship. That is true worship. Not just what he did, because they seen something they have never seen. He was moving at the will of the law. Help me, Holy Spirit. They say he had a compassion. And why he had the compassion? If we go back to Hebrews 5:2, because the people was ignorant. Can I read that one more time? Because people was ignorant. Verse 2, who can have compassion on the ignorant? That means lack of knowledge. And on them that are out of the way. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
For that he himself has also compassion with the infirmities. That's what's happening. I don't know but Bible, y'all. That's how I know the Bible. And I know the Bible's right. I know the Bible's right. I trust the Bible. I prefer that you trust it too. True worshiping is a person set aside like we do here. We said I can just promise, I know I'm gonna see people on. They there every time we on. I just know it. If I don't see it, I know something wrong. But here lately, they here every time we come on. Somebody, I'm not saying you're ignorant or nothing, but I really believe that earn shop and earn. I believe the ministry that we have here is to help someone to see God in another way. I believe this ministry is not a way to lift up the speaker, but to lift up the kingdom. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. To spread the kingdom of God to all mankind, no matter no matter Jew, Greek, bond, free. It's for all of us. No nationality has a part over here. All we had to have is a sincere heart and want to be delivered. Want to be set free.
Yeah.
Want to be in the way of worshiping. Want to be somewhere that's speaking with the Lord to your voice. Sometimes you just wake up. I ain't going to do all this foolishness today. I'm not going to go around all that stuff today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do some stuff today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do something different today. I'm going to try to apply what I've been taught. Help me, Holy Spirit. I want to tire.
Amen.
I want to cry. Try it. And I really want to see, because I want to be humble to the Lord. The crowd sing this and they rejoice. Can I read that again? And when he had said these things, all the adversary was astonished, was ashamed. And all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. I don't care what nobody said. He is worthy to be praised. Going down and the coming up of the sun, he is worthy to be great. When I think about this, Reverend, let me do some little teaching here. When I think about this soul that are bent and bowed down and can be lifted up by Jesus, no matter what it is that caused the bowing, can I read again? Maybe humiliation and shame, maybe sin, maybe lack of education. I got a list here, y'all. Maybe a list of everything, accident, disease, maybe personal things. Nothing is too hard for God. Nothing. The boundary that you just trying to put for God is hard for God. She was glorified God, and immediately the word fell on her, and God made a way for her to straighten up. But you know God is awesome. I don't know what he got to do to get you to praise today. I pray that it was something said, not in a way to be hypocrisy and hypocritical, but telling you that Yeah, we had things, but somebody said, man, I want to work on Sunday. I want to do things. See, that's a totally different thing what we're talking about right here. You know what I'm talking about? We are talking about God that gave them a day to rest. Now, if you look at that, he gave that to the Jews at that time. They were trying to work, never take time out to worship him, never take time to praise him. And then God built and made the world and earth and created everything in 6 days, my brothers. But that didn't tell him to take the compassion away. It never took the compassion away. He told them, you have ox, you have donkeys, whatever you want, you have a name, you want to put it in the book, it called ass. You know, you and it gets stuck. Mm-hmm. Are you gonna go get him some water? are you gonna get him out the hole to get in the ditch? What's from another a human now? And you wouldn't do for him or her. Oh my God! But then he said she was a daughter of Abraham, a believer. Yeah. She professed it, believing in God. A woman who has spiritual need. She had been born by sin. She was bound by sin, right? A woman who has suffered for 18 years. And you got to tell me I can't touch her? You got to tell me I can't help her, Reverend. I can't help because this law you said, that if something happened like this, I deserve being stoned. Stone me then. Because I'm doing the will of the Lord. See, this was setting them up for getting crucified because he was doing something that had never been done. All the preachers didn't do this. Yeah. This man was doing something totally different. And the Sadducees, and the Pharisees and the scribes, they was the same, man. They was the same. People took it and ran with it. They started worshiping them. I don't know where your worship is today, but put your worship hat on again. Even if you don't do it, he's still worthy to be praised. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Even God, yes, don't do it, he is still worthy to be praised. So I tell you, when someone's come along, God allow you to help, help the people. Help the people.
Mm-hmm.
Help the people. Help them. I thank God for the word, Reverend. I thank for everything that went forward this day. I pray that everything was said was understood. I pray that worshiping is what we're supposed to do. And I ask you to keep the pastors and ministers prayed up for strength in time like this. They're doing stuff they probably never had done in their life. It's ministering through a camera and trying to reach the people.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a commercial. Pray for your pastors. Pray for the ones you are. Your spiritual leaders, pray for them and they try to convey God's word, you know, to present God's word in a living sacrifice. Oh, I know I'm right about it. A living sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend, I tell you, I thank God for the deliverance that he gave this woman.
Amen.
He's still delivering.
Yes, sir.
He's still delivering
as
we speak. He delivers so much now that I'm going to tell you from the bottom of my heart that he inhabits our praise. You know, we try our best to stay focused with the word of God. People is going to run you down. I don't care how much you try to do it. You're going to find somebody who's going to try to run you down. But I beg the difference here. Try Jesus. Have you tried
him?
I knew.
Amen.
I found that he'd be a friend. Yes, sir. I found that he'd be a friend. You know, we got a loved one. We got to lay rest Saturday, right? You know, the remains.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to lay the rest. You know, live 84 years. You know, and deposit a lot of things in myself and Reverend, even Brother Darryl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and some of the listeners that maybe that go to the our church, you know. I know she deposited something. She was an elegant woman, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Stayed classy, if you want to call it, you know, I'm a classy woman. You know, I was always talked to, I'd go to a reverend, I'd tell her, I said, "Well, you're so looking good again, sister." She said, "You do too." I said, "No." I said, "You looking good." This woman, in her 80s, man, and she was striving. She said,
mm-hmm.
And you got me up folks 60, 70, 50, 40, 30, 20, and you can't force them to come sit and listen to the word for just a little while. I'm talking about even people know the word.
Yeah.
For the little while. I ain't talking about this one just don't know it. I know they have a struggle, but I'm going to tell you, it's a way that we can come. And some of them know the way over here. The only time they really want to come, Reverend, is when it's time for need. Some of them, if you'll get them over here, then.
Yeah.
But they do come, Reverend. We're supposed to still have compassion.
That's right. We're
supposed to still have compassion. So we're going to have compassion.
Yes.
And I thank God.
That's right.
We're going to keep our loved ones in prayer, you know, because we believe we lost a monarch, you know, a giant in the church, you know, talking about. And I really believe that she's going to be very messy, you know. But I thank God for, because he had a resting place for that the wicked may be troubling. The weary should be his rest. The drying of the tears.
Mm-hmm.
Would dry up because there'd be no more sorrow. It'd be we come back our way, highly, highly. No, but praising the Lord is what we do. So I thank God for her legacy. I thank the things she did.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank this here, Sister Martha sent us some old meat over here. Sent some old meat.
Mm-hmm.
Hey Martha, sent us some old meat, and they said be quiet. He said, we can finish strong when we focus on Christ. We can finish strong when we focus on. Have you ever been there? Have you been there? You just want to be still, Reverend, and know the Lord is in the midst.
Amen. Yeah.
And then when you be still, you allow him to minister to you. Let him come into your life and learn his ways and put it as a, not only as a goal, but as a, as we would say now, of worship. You know, can we switch the word from goal to worship? When you worship in him, it changes things. When you start looking for, when you start looking for what's going to happen at the end of your story, then you understand. When you finish strong, when we focus on Christ. Have you been there? Focusing your problem on him, and you finish strong. And then she have another one say, Mayday. God hears our cry, for our help leads us in the way. Again, there is a scripture to this, and it's Psalm 86, 1 through 13. One of the scriptures that they use for a main scripture out of it. It said, when I am distressed, I call to you because you
That
don't get to you yet. Let me read it one more time. Psalm 86 and 7. It's a main, like a main verse of it. It said, when I am in distress, I call to you because you answer me. I like that. God, hear our cry. Him. Lead us in his way, not our way. The most difficult situation we face can become the doorway to the deepest relationship with our Lord. It's this being where we call him to help us out of our trouble and also lead each of us day by his way. I love that. Jesus is the doorway. Jesus is the doorway. He's knocking now, really. He's knocking right now, Sister Martha. Hey, Martha. See, he's pressing right now that people can follow him all the way. Can I get a witness?
Yes.
I thank God. I thank God for the ministry. I thank it's one more rabbit. She fooled this morning. this is the bad one, but this. This is her. This is her devotional here, though. This is her daily reading.
Amen.
It says March 11th. Look what it says now. It says, "Walk by faith and not by sight." That's what's happening here, right? It's lining up with the word, right? Because Psalm said, but I will sing you a strength to the morning. I will sing of your love, for you are my fortress, my refuge. In the time of trouble, oh my strength, I will praise to your name, look to you, oh God. Look what he said. Oh, he said, oh my fortress, my love, oh God. And this is Psalm 59, verses 16 through 17. I thank God for that, because in a time of trouble, who can you call on? It's best to call on the Lord. And I see it lining up because she went to the Lord. But God saw her, and he had compassion, Brother Reverend Henry. It was a sad
moment. Yes, sir.
He could have said, wait till tomorrow, I can heal you. Wait till tomorrow, I can make you whole. But he had compassion for her. And he gave her, threatened her, because he told her she would loosen that spirit. Now, another man used it for a way for the women to come on in to do what they do today.
Mm-hmm.
He said, woman, thou loose. But Jesus used it here. When he said, woman, thou loose, he would loosen the spirit in that woman. And that spirit was having to bent down. And he straightened her up. And then the disciples got mad because he did it on the Sabbath. And he told her about them. They said that it was so hypocritical. You know, somebody tell you to do something, mm-hmm. they doing the same thing? Don't do it and they doing the same thing. That's hypocritical people. So we thank you for the lesson today. We thank you for Sister Martha. Hey, Martha, she came out. You know, the reason why I double-do her name to me, because she's my auntie and my sister. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And I really believe that she's listening. She's enjoying in the message, you know, because if you get the text I'm getting from, these are my old books. She must get them all in front of her, because she's searching it, and she's giving us a word from it. You know, we thank God for it, and bless her speed and love, and give her strength to keep doing the remedy, as well as yourself and all the listeners to come out and diligently seeking him, give him strength, and let the word of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, thy redeemer, and thy strength, my Lord. Let me tell you something, Reverend. It's open, man. It's open. Before I say this and leave, because I won't be saying nothing no more. I'll leave this one. I'm gonna tell you right now. I know I'm gonna say hallelujah to you, but I want you to know that I love you, and you can't do nothing about it.
Reverend,
you got it. Do what you want with it, Reverend. It's yours. It's in your hand, Reverend.
Beautiful, man. And I love it. In our distress, we have someone we can run to. God is a strong tower, a safe haven for us. Thank the Lord for this blessing this morning. Again, he has truly blessed us, and even a blessing in when he calls you into repentance. It's just like yesterday, we talked about repentance. This deal, Jeremiah here, he still spoke to those that they may turn in their wrong. You know, they may turn from backslide. I'm so thankful how God is so merciful and yet gives us a chance day in, day out. How many times have we told the Lord, okay, tomorrow I'm going to get it right, or next such and such. But please, We beg you, don't put all your trust in that you're gonna see that tomorrow that you're promising him. But thanks be to God for his mercy, for his grace, for his love, for his kindness, for his, even those that he sent to speak among you, he's gonna prepare them that they may do it in love. So that's even a blessing. Tells you, give us pastors after his own heart. They're going to be caring for your soul, your salvation, your welfare, and not to just bleed you of what they can get out of you, but what they can add unto you. So we thank God. We thank God for the message, the messenger today. We thank God for Martha, Sister Martha. We thank you how he encourages us that we walk by faith and not by sight, and that we and the beautifulness of it is when we focus on Jesus, when we you want to know how you're gonna make it day in, day out, keep your eyes on Jesus. You can finish strong when we focus on Christ Jesus, our mediator, our one that God allowed it unto us that he may look at us through Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, it's a great day to get on board. It's a great day to get on board if you need strength for your weakness, if you need some help, if you need just a closer walk with thee, you need more love, you need more kindness, if you want to pull off like corruptible and put on incorruption, if you want to pull off slowfulness and put on steadfastness in the Lord, it's a good day. We thank you, Lord, for this hour that you've given to us, that we may turn unto you. But you let us know that you were here and you will answer prayer, and yet waiting for us to come. So bless us, Father. Thank you. Just as you healed the woman of her infirmities, we ask you continue to heal us, Father God, of the things that separate us, Father God. Heal us from those sins that we close off from you. We ask you to heal us and give us strength, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you for how you bless and Reverend Brian, we ask you that you continue to bless him, that he keep on, Father God, keep on for you, Father God, realizing that he's helping himself, he's helping others as well to continue to hold up the bloodstained banner. Thank you, Father God, for blessing us to even be an example. He said, thank you, Father God, if we realize me and Carl, but very few are chosen. Thank you for choosing us to do the work. Keep it up on our mind, Father. Oh, what a blessing it is. what a blessing it is to be chosen by God, to be picked out, to be picked on, Father God. But it's all right when we know that we're doing it for you because we love you, because we're trying to show love, the same love, mercy, and grace you showed unto us. We're trying to show it to mankind. So I just want to tell everybody that I love you. Thank you. Continue to pray for us as we continue to follow Christ in Jesus' name. Dear Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness.
So you pray for us? Oh.
It felt like a prayer. I just put whatever the Spirit was giving me.
No,
what I'm saying, because we're going to get out of there. So you can pray for us? Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts. Thank you for your goodness. We're so thankful for your mercy. Thank you, Father, for all wise God, Father. First, Father God, we ask that you give us all our sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we want to tell you, thank you, Father God. Oh, you've done so much for us, Father God. We want to be ever mindful to put into all remembrance what have you done, Father God. Even if someone can breathe right now, that's a blessing. In the name of Jesus, whether it be through oxygen or whether it be natural, Father God, whether it be in the spirit, in the physical, oh, Father God, we thank you, Father God. And, oh, even for those you have decided to give them ultimate healing, we count as a blessing and a privilege as well, Father. We want to say we acknowledge you, Father God, and we lift you up, and we thank you for your goodness. for your mercy, for your grace towards us. We thank you, Father God, for making a way out of no way, Father God. Oh, Father, even in the reading of the scriptures, we thank you, Father God, how you continue to reveal things to us over and over again, Father God. We thank you how you keep on opening up unto us, Father God. Bless us to continue to be receptive of the things that you're doing, Father, even in our lives. Bless us that we do nothing to dim the light that you're giving us, Father God. Bless us, Father God, that we keep on, Father God, trying to show a dying world that you yet live, Father God. Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity that you've given to us, Father, that we may come, reason in thy word, that we may, this iron sharpening on, that the countenance of our brother may be helped, even our sisters, in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Father God. Bless us, Father, as we continue to walk this walk and even talk this talk and even love, as our love continues to share abroad, Father, to one another, and most of all to you, Father. We say we thank you, and we love you, and we love you, and we love you. Thank you for the healing that you have given, even physical, Father, even spiritual, Father God. Oh, we thank you for your blessing. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Oh, we thank you for your fortitude, Father. We thank you. Hallelujah. Every time you allow us to thank you, Father God, you give us another reason, or you remind us another chance that we have to thank you, Father God. We thank you for making a way out of no way. We thank you for, Father God, removing these things out of our hearts that we may please you more. We thank you, Father God, for taking from us that you may add to us. Hallelujah. We thank you for increasing. We realize when you increase, we decrease, and we say thank you. Thank you for helping us. Continue to help us. Help us to do the work, not our work, but your work, Father. We say thank you. We ask continued blessings upon each household that will turn aside and call in and listen to thee, Father God. We ask blessings and strength, wisdom, courage, and knowledge for the speaker, for those that would come in, and even for those that would just come by and visit in and listen. We thank you for all things. We thank you for all things in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. We ask it all, and we do pray, Father. Amen.
Amen.
Stand against our King. No one.